You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello there and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at the first day of Fairy House's Easter Festival. Of course, the culmination coming tomorrow in the shape of the Irish Grand National. But today we've got some mouthwatering contests of their own right. We've got the Mayor's Final, of course, which comes up at 2:50, the Grade 1 affair, where Let's Dance will strut her stuff. And we've also got the Ryanair Gold Cup as well, a mouthwatering contest between seven top-class novices, of course, including York Hill. Plenty of other good novice races and handicaps alike throughout the day to make up what looks to be a very exciting, hopefully productive betting programme for us. We begin, however, with the 145, which is a 2-mile maiden hurdle, and all eyes here, and the betting surrounds Tudor City from the Tony Martin stable. Now, this horse certainly deserves to get his head in front over hurdles. He's certainly been knocking at the door throughout the rest throughout the season. Second at Cheltenham was followed by another good run at Leopardstown, and that was backed up by his probably career best effort when he finished second in the Coral IE hurdle, a Grade B handicap at the County Dublin venue over the Christmas, just after the Christmas period. He had loads of good horses in behind him as well that day, such as Heartbreak City, Hidden Cyclone, Thomas Hobson, et al. So really, he should, to all intents and purposes, be taking this contest. But the slight nagging doubt at the back of my mind, he's had plenty of chances, and indeed he's finished second on no fewer than five starts in his career. So whether you want to be taking odds on about him, well, that's up to you, to your own personal choice. Whereas I'll probably look for a little bit of each way value. And in the shape of Shamash, he's the one that fits the bill for me here, although he's very difficult to assess in many respects because he's only had one run so far over hurdles, which came on soft ground on his first start for this stable. He has been in really good form on the all-weather surface throughout the winter. Indeed, he's won two of his last three starts, and both of those performances, he showed a good deal of quality and turn of foot in the latter stages to secure those prizes, and he's rattled his way up through the ratings subsequently. Decent ground should suit him today, and hopefully he should be good enough to at least give us a decent run for our money around about the 16-1 mark this morning. So Shamash is the each-way choice there in race number one. On to race two then, and quite a competitive looking field. Once again, Tony Martin's got the favourite here in the shape of Artful Artist, who comes here following a good run over the Christmas period when he was second in a big handicap beyond Concordin. He hasn't been seen out since, but this horse who favours good or even good to firm ground has obviously been kept clear of the winter soft heavy muck that he could have been running on. And he's very much going to be a player in not only this race, but you'd imagine at the Punchestown Festival in another few weeks' time. However, I do think the crop of 2016-17's juveniles are quite useful this year, of course, as Defi de Soul has gone on to prove. So any horses that's been running well in that category certainly catches my attention in ordinary handicap company. And Dakota Moriette and Alcander at a much bigger price are the two that catch the eye here. Gordon Elliott's Dakota Moriette was a refugee from the Fred Winter hurdle when he finished 7th of the 22. But that doesn't tell the whole story because he basically tried to cut out most of the running in that race until getting tired just on the approach to the last. But he still had some decent horses in front of him, such as Divenbear, of course, Percy Street, who was only half a length in front of him that day. And indeed behind him was Dream Catching. And all those three horses aforementioned have all run well subsequently. Prior to that, he'd also shown good fit form here at Fairy House when he finished fourth behind Land of Hope and Glory and second to Prospectors twice in two decent speed figure races. Likely to run really well on this decent ground this afternoon. I'd expect Dakota Moriette to run a nice race there at a decent price. The other one to mention is Alcander, representing his rookie trainer Francis, of course, takes over the reins from his dad Francis Flood. This horse has also got some decent form here at Fairy House. If you go back to that run on the 7th of November when he was only four lengths behind Land of Hope and Glory, that would definitely give him some kind of each-way chance here at a price. He did run in races against the likes of Denario de Zabara and Mary Deva on his last two starts, but they would have been on ground that was unsuitable. So back on decent ground, I'd expect Alcander to outrun his odds. On to race number three then, which is the European Breeding Fund Mares Championship Final. And look no further than here than Let's Dance, who showed how good, what a good mare that she is by trouncing a very good field at the Cheltenham Festival. She slightly was a little bit slowly away in the early stages that day, but under a very patient and confident ride in the hands of Ruby Walsh, Willie Mullins' charge blasted her way through the field to win in the end pretty comfortably. All her time figures this season suggest that she's a very, very top-class mare when she's on song. And whether 2.5 miles is exactly what she wants, or maybe she's got that much pace, she'd be better in two in time. Only time will tell, but she's by far and away the best horse in this race. And barring accidents, she should complete the six-timer and round off what has been already a scintillating season. On to the 3:25 then, and Jessica Harrington has had an amazing run in the last two or three weeks, of course, culminating with three winners at Cork, no fewer yesterday, three winners actually from three runners. So the County Kildare handler is in red hot form, and she's likely to get another one on the board here, courtesy of Don't Touch It, who's been in really good form throughout the winter, arguably on ground that he doesn't really prefer, but he's still run up to a very decent standard on his first season as a chaser. He managed to win a couple of starts ago when he lowered the colours of Di Cosimo in a very fast time. And albeit he got beat last time out at Leopardstown, he was up against a very fast horse in the shape of Great Field, who absolutely flew around the Dublin venue that day. And to be fair, he did nothing wrong this Son of Scorpion. He just literally just could not go as quick as the winner, who recorded a very fast time. The form of the race has already been franked by Stabber Companion Woodland Apple, grown on to win subsequently. And if you go back to that form, of course, when he won the Grade 1 over hurdles last year, you've only got to look at the horses in behind, the likes of Petit Mouchoir, Brain Power, York Hill, Charbil, Baldart, to suggest he's a very, very smart horse when he gets his conditions, which he's got today. 2 miles on good ground. Hopefully he should make light work of a mark of 143 on his first start in handicap company. On to the big race then of the day, which is the Ryanair Gold Cup. And no doubt a lot of punters will be concentrating on York Hill here. Of course, was a very smart winner of the JLT at the Cheltenham Festival. When he beat Top Notch, that form has already worked out really well, because Politologue, who was fourth in that race, would have won the other day at Aintree had he stayed on his feet. But the interesting stat, not only on that race, but if you compare it to the handicap won by Road to Respect on the very same card, Noel Meach charge actually comes out really well on the figures here, and he could well indeed give York Hill plenty to think about. Not only did Road to Respect run out a very ready seven-length victor that day, but on his comparative sectional times and indeed overall times, he was a much better horse furlong per furlong than York Hill was that day. Indeed, if you put the two split screens up together, York Hill was around about 10 lengths behind Narmade's charge all the way around the circumference of Prestbury Park. So I think Road to Respect is going to be hugely underestimated here. And indeed, of course, if York Hill rears his ugly head and jumps out to the left again like he did on his chasing debut, that could give Road to Respect a chance that he probably won't... he won't take any second invitation to exploit. So Road to Respect is definitely the value bet there in the Ryanair Gold Cup. On to the penultimate contest, and quite a trappy looking affair here. I've got a couple against the field. The first of them would be Call It Magic from the Ross O'Sullivan stable. Although he's got beaten on his last two starts, they were on soft or heavy ground, which he doesn't really appreciate. But as we saw back in October when he had decent ground, he was a very ready winner on his second start over fences. Prior to that, he'd run well when finishing second to Space Cadet. And with the pause at Refreshes, hopefully being the ideal ticket for this horse, with David Russell booked, I'd expect Call It Magic to run really well off a mark of 121. The other one to mention is Phil's Magic, lurking right down the foot of the weights from the Sandra Hughes stable. He, like my main selection, has been waiting for good ground. Indeed, if you go back to this time last year, he ran really well in the Punchestown Festival when he finished 6th of 15 in a very strongly run novices handicap won by Alvant 2. So if he's capable of running to that level, then he should certainly outrun his odds. So two against the Phil there, Call It Magic and Phil's Magic. On to the final contest then, and look no further than Red Jack from the Noel Mead stable. This horse is a hugely impressive winner on his first start, which came at Nace back on the 8th of January. And you've only got to look in behind to see the horse he beat that day, so to suggest that form is absolutely red hot, because Debouché, who finished second that day, of course, went on to finish in the same position in the champion bumper at the Cheltenham Festival behind that really good mare of Gordon Elliott's. Debouchet went on to win the other day at Limerick, so that form has been cemented twice over. Acclaimed by JP McManus off the back of that run, you'd imagine that the wily Irish owner has certainly done the right thing in purchasing this horse for a tidy sum. Hopefully he'll justify that tidy packet by concluding the card today with a victory for favourite backers in that bumper. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you'll tune in again tomorrow. We're going to be taking a look at the bank holiday meeting, which culminates with the Irish Grand National at Fairy House tomorrow afternoon. So until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.